earlier with sincere hearts to confess our sins to God our Father and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake, grant us remission of all our sins. And by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you, and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
By the mercy of God, we are redeemed by Jesus Christ, and in him we are forgiven.
Before the eyes of all nations.
And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
Go sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things.
His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him.
The Lord has made known his salvation.
He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations.
He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Pray forth in joyous song and sing praises.
Thank you.
Maker and Redeemer, you wonderfully created us, and in the incarnation of your Son, yet more wondrously restored our human nature. Grant that we may ever be alive in him who made himself to be like us, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday after Christmas is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 61st and 62nd chapters. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations. For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, and is out her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness, and the kings your glory. And you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
He sent redemption to his people.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. Great are the works of the Lord.
Studied by all who dwell in them.
Full of splendor and majesty is his work.
And his righteousness endures forever.
He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered.
The Lord is gracious and merciful.
He provides food for those who fear him.
He remembers his covenant forever.
He has shown his people the power of his works.
In giving them the inheritance of nations.
The works of his hands are faithful and just.
All his precepts are trustworthy.
They are established forever and ever.
To be performed with faithfulness and uprightness.
He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever.
Holy and awesome is his name.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have good understanding.
His grace endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
He sent redemption to his people.
He has commanded his covenant forever.
The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's letter to the church in Galatia, the 4th chapter. Brothers, when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent his Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. This is the word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 2nd chapter. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came in the Spirit to the temple. And when the parents brought the child, Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For mine eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory to your people, Israel. And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your soul also, so that thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years, and from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town, Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Christ.
Today is from Pastor Peter on the first Sunday after Christmas, December 31st. Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the Gospel reading, St. Luke told us that it has been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Ghost that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Then, taking the infant Jesus up in his arms, he said, "My eyes have seen your salvation." What is it that you seek? What are you looking for? Behind all your goals and dreams, behind your projects, plans, and wish lists, behind your academic pursuits, financial ventures, and physical activities, what are you looking for? In the daily work that you do, in the hobbies that you enjoy, in the trips that you make, in the relationships that you have, what are you looking for? With the movies that you watch, the games that you play, the music that you listen to, to the books that you read, what are you looking for? And when you come to church for services, or perhaps find other things to do instead, what are you looking for? Whatever you might call it, or however you would describe it, what you long for is peace, but not simply the peace this world gives. The world offers peace that is temporary. You seek peace that is eternal. Amen. The world provides peace on the outside. You would desire peace on the inside. But what does such peace look like? Negatively, peace means having your hurts and your fears taken away. It means removal of your shame and your guilt. And it means freedom from your sinful thoughts and desires of your heart. Positively, peace is contentment and satisfaction, confidence in who you are and why you are here, and security in your relationship with God and with others. Since the world cannot give such peace, it requires your relationship with God and with others. Since the world cannot give such peace, it requires nothing short of an end to the old world of sin and death, and the coming of something new. Whether you know it or not, that's what your restless heart seeks,
Nothing else will do. It's the same thing that Simeon and Anna were looking for. For when we find them in the temple, in today's gospel reading, they looked for consolation of Israel and the redemption of Jerusalem. They sought peace. Peace that would set them free to live and to die a faithful servant's life. They were looking for peace in the temple, but what they saw was a child, a baby born only 40 days old. This child, they saw this child brought here by his parents, according to the Jewish law, so that his mother could be purified after her childbirth. They saw him presented to the Lord in order that he, as the firstborn male, might be redeemed in remembrance of the Exodus. They saw the poor family sacrifice that day, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. And that was it, just another Jewish family doing what was required of them. We certainly don't see this as anything that resembles the peace that we are looking for. But they did. The Word and the Spirit of God gave them eyes to see what he was doing there. As we heard of Simeon, the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit to the temple. And Anna, she didn't depart from the temple worshiping God with fasting and prayer night and day. Simeon could see because the Holy Spirit had revealed it to him. Anna could see because she heard and believed the words of the promise of God. Thus, where others saw only a baby, they saw God. And where others saw only the work of the law, they saw the work of the gospel, God in place of sinners. There in the temple, Simeon took the child Jesus, up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all people a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." And coming up at that very hour, Anna began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. Because they had seen the Lord's salvation in Christ, in the Christ child, their lives were forever changed. They knew peace on earth in the Prince of Peace, the babe, the Son of Mary. They were overcome by great emotion when they saw him. Yet this peace wasn't merely a passing feeling. It was an objective reality. No matter how they felt, no matter what had happened to them, no matter what they had thought or said or done, no matter what the world would still hold for them, he was their peace. For behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, Simeon tells Mary, and a word and a sword shall pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. Simeon sees the opposition that would come from this child's teaching, the divide it would make between those who believe in him and those who don't. He sees the cross laid on him. He sees the blood and the sacrifice. He sees the mother's sorrow as she watches her son die. Peace doesn't come easily. It requires the death of a child. As he shares in man's burden of being condemned under the law, and so he was presented in the temple that he might bring peace to the earth by his suffering and death. Simeon and Anna would never see sin or death in the same way again. because they had seen it in Jesus. For they saw the sinful thoughts of their hearts revealed, but taken away, forgiven in the child and his cross. And they saw death defeated in the one who would himself die and rise again. And so, too, you find what you are looking for, and you see the salvation of your God by the Spirit given to you in baptism and by the Word of God that you hear. The peace is revealed to you, and you know that this child to be the Lord's Christ. As Simeon took him up in his arms in Holy Communion, you receive his holy body and blood in your mouth according to his word. What the world doesn't see, because it has neither the Spirit nor the Word, we do see. In faith, we know and believe what is hidden from our eyes, but revealed by God in his promise. What looks merely like words, water, bread, and wine is our Lord speaking and present with us. He is our peace. Our lives are hidden with him in God, so that nothing, no suffering, no sin, not even death itself, can take us away from him. As Christians, this is how you live and this is how you die. Like Simeon, set your hopes on this child, the Christ, and rejoice that you see him here, even as you look for him to come again. Like Anna, give thanks to God and speak of Jesus to all who long for peace, even when your body is old and you have known much sorrow. Be who you are in your baptism, one who is already dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus, and live toward others with what he gives you in the Lord's Supper. For the life of Christ is the forgiveness of sin. And now you are ready to depart in peace. Head home, prepared to spend your life in service to your neighbors, to live at peace with others, to forgive those who have sinned against you, for your life has already been redeemed in Jesus. And leave prepared to suffer and die with your Lord, knowing that those who die with him will also be raised with him to live forever. That's what Simeon was saying in his Nunc Dimittis, and what we confess whenever we sing it with him. Now, Lord, you dismiss your servant in peace, as you have promised, for mine eyes have seen your salvation. I am ready to die because I already live in Christ, and living in him, now I can die to myself. Depart in peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Amen.
offer the thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
The Lord is my strength. I love you.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Eternal Lord God, in the fullness of time, you sent forth your Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem us and to give us the adoption as your sons and heirs. Hear us, Father, as we call to you in his name. Give us grace to rejoice in Christ, blessed incarnation, and grant us a glad new year in him. Lord, in your mercy, lead your church, Lord, to follow the example of Blessed Simeon, that all baptized Christians would embrace the Christ child by word and faith, and so be ready to depart whenever they are called. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, whom all fatherhood on earth is named, bless Christian families with your promises. Give parents diligence and delight in your work, and grant your favor on all children, that they may grow in strength and wisdom. Bless all expectant mothers, especially Stephanie and Shayla, as well as all widows, orphans, broken families. Also, with your mercy, give them joy in the redemption you have won for us in Christ, Lord. Lord, in your mercy. Holy God, mighty Lord, you have given power to the nations and to those who govern for the good of their people. Bless our President, Congress, Governor, and all our leaders, that justice may prevail and your people would be free to live at peace with all. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, receive our prayers for those who suffer from loneliness. Comfort them with sure and certain knowledge that you will never forsake them. Give them family and friends within the household of faith with whom they can find loving companionship. Lord, in your mercy. Blessed Lord, help the sick and suffering, especially those who desire our prayers, including Ray, Rose, Gail, Melanie, Eleanor, Ellen, Isaac, Peter, Judy, Karen, Lorinda, Mary, Rick and Therese, Shannon, Teddy, Tommy, and Verity. Surround them with your love in Christ, and according to your gracious will, heal them. Comfort those who mourn, especially Joe, John and Aaron Kate, and her family, Gino and his family, and fill the hearts with certain hope of the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his glorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as your own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, with no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to our heart, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless be the Lord.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.